Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio and Toilet Productions presents Love Talk, your source of inspiration and information. Calling from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C. All the lies, and secrets are held. And as always, we're going to expose some of the lies, tell you who the liars are, and reveal the secrets when it comes down to love and relationships. This is your host, Mr. Vice TV. We also have Dougie Love co-hosting today. And as always, thank you for spending half hour with us. And we try to go deep into relationships, love, sex, a little bit of everything, in order to try to build the community. So tonight's topic, we're getting a little bit light tonight's topic right here. So this one here is, we're talking about dating dudes and don'ts. The springtime right now, a lot of people are getting in the mood to start finding relationships, start to build relationships. It's the mating season. Pretty much every animal in the world goes through the mating season around this time. So we're going to have fun with this here and talk about the dating dudes and don'ts. What things you should do on that first date, what things should you avoid doing on your first date to make sure it's very successful, and maybe we even talk about some embarrassing moments or just some things that may cause a little bit of issues when it comes down to dating. So if you have any questions, comments, anything you want to bring up, please give us a call, 347-850-1228. The lines are open right now. Also, you can log on and chat with us right now. The chat lines are also open. We want to read some of your feedback, some of your different things, do's and don'ts that we might miss, so that way we can tell it to the masses. And also, we do have a story of Case the X, as always. So this is just going to be another fun show on Friday night. So I'm going to bring in Dougie Love. How's it going, Doug? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on, y'all?
How y'all doing? Doing good. So we're gonna get right into it. Dating do's and don'ts. Now the first thing that you can that people think about is just the preparation before the date. That's always one of the biggest things that people kind of overlook. So I'm just gonna throw out one do out there. Do men, women, you know, does not matter. Before you go on your first date, please, proper grooming. Take a shower. You know, do your hair.
I was going to say that.
You know, exactly. Comb, pick your hair. Do what you got to do to make sure that you're looking presentable. You know, your first date is almost like an interview. So you want to make sure that you are being presentable on your first date. So that's my first do.
Well, my first do is, I have a do and a don't. My first do is also, well, just the touch up with the grooming, you know, make sure if you're a guy, make sure you're shaved. You know, if you're a girl, make sure your hair is done, you know, spray some cologne on and whatnot. And also make sure you have flowers. I learned that the hard way. You got to have flowers on the first date. I'm a guy who didn't really want to do that because I'm like, it's just a date. Why bring flowers? You know, that symbolizes something serious. But you got to do it.
That's an interesting one.
And I heard my conscience loud and clear a little while later. But a don't for me, I say, do not, by all means, do not be late. Don't be late.
Oh, yeah, you definitely don't want to be late the first date. You know, it's just, you know, it's like I said, it's an interview for your mind. You want to have to make that good first impression. So if you are late, as a man especially, you want to be there on time. You got to wait for her because if she's waiting for you, then that sets everything off on a bad light already. So that's a really good don't right there. So you want to make sure that you are on time, and at least you're on time, or maybe a little bit early, and have something. Even if you don't have the kid, the flowers or so, you know, have something that's kind of unique that might want to set off the date. So that's definitely a good don't right there. Let's see, another don't that I would say, which is definitely don't take your first date on a really cheap, you know, outing, unless you do it in a way that is kind of enjoyable, like a trip to the park, a picnic, something like that. Very creative, very good. But you know, a good first date is not going to McDonald's or stepping it up, going to Chick-fil-A. So
hey,
make sure that you
dollar menu. I'm joking. Dollar menu. Dollar menu saving money. I'm joking. Don't do that. Even though McDonald's does have those Valentine's Day specials, but still don't do that. Don't do it.
Yeah, I say
a good first date is dinner and a movie. Some reasonable. See, my thing is, my only problem I have is a lot of women want $200 dates. It's the first date. $200? Why? What makes you think you deserve to have $20 spent on you? No. Hell no. That's on you alone. What about him? He gets no return. No. $20, it has nothing to do with how much money you make or none of that. $20 dates, crazy. I don't think so. I don't believe in that. Do some reason.
That's another dome.
That's your,
yep, a very good dome right there.
That's definitely
a good dome because of the fact that, that's the thing. Your first date, you're making a good impression, but you don't know this person yet. So if this is your first date, you don't break the bank, and then the date doesn't work out right. That person got a good meal. The person got a good meal, everything out of it, and you're pretty much short. So,
exactly.
Yeah,
pretty pissed. Leaving, you can't get what you want to get at the end of the night if you're thinking like that. You'll be pretty mad because you'll end up a little heavier in some areas, and you'll end up a little stiff in other areas. So don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's true there. So let's take a time and talk about maybe some dating do's. So we already talked about being on time, being presentable, having something in your hand when you get there. I mean, these are all big things. And for those who are just listening, it's Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toilet and Entertainment. That's Doug Love. I'm Rod Steve, Mr. Rod Stevie. We're coming through just trying to give you some dating do's and don'ts because it is that time. It is getting a little warmer. So I want to definitely hear or see what you have in regards to dating do's or don'ts. Once again, the phone lines are open 347-850-1228. So a good do is play the courtesy and respect card when you're out on that first date, gentlemen. Make sure you're pulling out the chair, you're opening the doors. Actually, make that good first impression. Believe me, it may sound cheesy, it may sound corny, but it goes a long way. But if they reject it, and they look at you crazy, then you pull back. But at least make that first effort and just show that you have, some sort of manners.
Yes, definitely do that. Definitely do that. Do not stay off your phone. Stay off your phone.
Yeah.
Do not get on your phone. Stay off it. Stay off your phone, and then also make sure you have your wallet and money. You have to. Make sure you have it.
Yeah, going without the first date is
never a good
thing. I know times are hard, the economy's rough, but yeah, just try to go Dutch. If you know you can't afford it, don't go to that place. Do something small, twist the game up a little bit so that way everything's okay. So that's a big thing right there. Don't try to overspend your means because all that's gonna do is set you up for the long term because they're gonna expect it every single time. so that's definitely a big don't right there. Now, when it comes down to the first date, like you said, dinner and a movie, really good option. Probably going to a club, probably not a good option on the first date. That's just opening things to too much opportunity for something to go wrong. So that's definitely a big thing there.
I don't recommend going to clubs even if you are a couple. I don't recommend that because it's just sends the wrong vibes. I don't personally, I wouldn't do it. It's just not cool to me, you know. But that's
right,
me.
Right. That's true. That's true. Now, a poll question that we had on Facebook for all week in regards to this particular topic was, what is the more embarrassing thing that happened on the first date? Either A, passing gas, 2, passing out drunk, or 3, ripping your pants. It was kind of interesting. It was kind of really balanced on the three topics. Now, me, I said, you know, passing gas, you want to try to control that if you can, because, you know, like I said, you want to make that good impression. Ripping your pants can happen. You know, passing out drunk, also that goes down depending on where your first date is. So you definitely don't want to do that. That's not a good look for your first date either. No what liquor to drink and no what liquor not to drink if you're going to drink on your first date.
Yeah, don't get drunk. Stay away from the sauce is what I say. You can drink, but just don't get drunk. Getting drunk is never cool, but passing gas has got to be the worst. Like, I wouldn't find that too amusing. And that's me, though. That's disgusting. Ripping your pants, it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be funny.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really be embarrassing. It'd be funny, though.
Right. Exactly. I feel the same way. Because, you know, anything can happen. You know, your button can pop off. You know, you trip and fall, things like that. You know, you just got to push by that and just keep moving forward. And that's one of the big things when it comes down to dating. And it's all about the approach and the presentation. A lot of dudes aren't getting getting the dates that they want to get because of their approach. You know, just step your game up with their approach, man. All the cat calling and trying to do, you know, all the big talk to impress, that doesn't work. Be yourself, be original, especially on your first date. You don't want to do anything that's not of yourself, because all that's going to do is come right back to you, you know, the next day or the next date that you go on. So that's one of my don'ts right there as well.
Yeah. Also, engage in talk, you know, like talk. Make sure, get to know each other. Before you go out on the date, make sure you've talked for a little while so it's not awkward, so it's not a blind date. My don't is don't go on a blind date. That to me is just like, what in the world? Don't go on a blind, just don't. And also, don't go anywhere that is very, very crowded and very noisy. Don't do that. I say, unless it's something fun, followed by something intimate. Me, personally, I like to get up close to the person, talk to them, be one-on-one. That's what I like. I don't really like to be around too many other people when I'm out on a date. Unless it's, you know, something fun like bowling, mini golfing. You can even go laser tagging.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Now, the big thing with that is that the dinner and the movie, a lot of dudes especially want to use that in order to avoid the conversation. Like, okay, you know, maybe she enjoyed the movie, everything's going to be cool, and then maybe afterwards we might have a little bit of conversation, but hopefully we can avoid all that at the movies. So know your form of talk. You know, if you know that you might not be a conversationalist, a movie might be a pretty good idea. Leave it right at the top.
Exactly. So, but movies are good. I think movies, if you both want to see the movie, that's good. But make sure it's like either followed or before dinner. And I also say, well, walk in the park. Now, make sure it's not Central Park or somewhere like that, or MacArthur Park, somewhere, you know, nothing like that. But walk in the park, you know, by a lake, somewhere like that is nice. Make sure it is. Not too late, and make sure it's a safe part, because getting robbed on the first date, that's no good.
that wouldn't be a good look. You know, you have to file police report and do all that on the first date. That probably will avoid the second date. Okay, here's a do right here. Brush and floss your teeth before you go on a date. There's nothing worse than talking to a female with bad breath. You know, a bad breath of food stuck in your teeth. check yourself. Fix your face before you go out. You know, that's my big do right there. Because, you know, like, the personal hygiene habits are big.
And my do is clean your car. And also, wear deodorant. Ladies, make sure down there is fresh. Summer's Eve, shower, whatever. Make sure it smells good. Because if BO can travel and does travel.
And that's the truth there. And cleaning your car, dudes, I mean, clean your car and vacuum the inside of your car before you go out on the day. You don't want to get there and the car is all nice and clean on the outside, and when they walk in, they gotta move, food wrappers and soda bottles and a whole bunch of bills that you had in your center console, you know, before they sit down. That's not impressive when you're going on the first date, especially. Even on the second date, make sure the car is cleaned in. Once you get a little comfortable, then you might be able to let some of that stuff get back in there. But at least on the first two dates, make sure your inside of your car is clean. That's a big thing. You know, definitely right there.
Exactly. Also,
yeah.
Put lotion on, please. If you're darker skinned, use some oil. Because being nasty ain't cool, you know. If you're lighter, you can get away with it. But if you're a darker skin tone, put lotion on, please. Like, being nasty, rough, dry, cracked skin hands is not cool. Oh, yeah, cut your nails, fellas. You know, I know I forget to look down, and I'm like, oh, my nails, like, now, my nails, I got to cut them. You know, we forget touching it.
Right. Exactly, yeah. We don't think little things like that, but, yeah, that's definitely a big thing, especially whether it's getting warmer, too. You know, the whole lotion, big thing. You know, women, you don't want to be out there with a sundress, but your knees look like Leroy Brown. You don't want that. You know, no Mr. Brown knees, no Ashy Larry. You got to make sure that you are correct when it comes down to it. Like I said, it's all about the impression as well, and this is something that you have to think of before you even get out in the game. You should already have a kind of something that prepares you for what you're about to go into. You know, when you go out there on the fly and try to create stuff when you're out on your date, it never really goes too well. So make sure that everything is on point, on correct before you even get out there, and make sure you have a game plan of what the date's going to go like, so that way everybody's impressed.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say have a game plan. I was definitely going to say that. Also, another don't for me, make sure that if you're out and you see somebody, keep it to a minimum. Just say, hey, how you doing? And just cut it right there. Don't spend a million minutes talking to them. That's not cool. That is
that's not cool at all, Zach. It actually feeds into the case of the ex. So let's talk about that topic. I got an email from Veronica from Virginia, and this here was a really interesting one here. First date, she's having a decent time with the guy. You know, trying to find a vibe, and next thing you know, her ex actually is in the same restaurant that she is. Now, there was two things that she didn't want to do. She didn't want to be rude and not say hi, but she didn't want to have an awkward moment saying, this is my ex that's here at the restaurant. So she was trying to figure out, okay, she went over there, talked to the guy for a couple minutes, and then went back to the date. You know, the date looked kind of confused because of the fact that, hey, you know, this is, you know, I thought we were on a date, and who is this guy you're talking to right now? But she tried to explain it, and he seems cool, but he hasn't called back in about a week and a half. So now she's thinking, okay, did I do the right thing by going over to my ex and talking to him for a quick second while she was still on the date with the other guy?
Personally, for me, I wouldn't care. You know, you know the person. It's all right. Some people don't like that. Some people are kind of insecure. Oh, you talk to them for too long. We can't go out, blah, blah, blah. Me, personally, go ahead and talk. See what you guys say. Because ultimately, you're coming back to me, and we're going to finish our date. So why be mad? Now, if you get up and leave with him, yeah, you're never going to see me again. You better kick asteroids, planets, quasars, moons, black holes, the rainbow, make some Skittles, stomp on volcanoes, fall in one, I don't care.
So now the question is, you know, let's take that to another level. Now, what would be worse if the person that, you know, your ex is actually at the restaurant and you have a conversation, or if the ex actually texts you and hits you up on the phone while you're on that first date?
The text is worse. But the thing is, like I said, well, actually seeing them is kind of worse. It depends. It depends on how it goes. For me, if somebody texts you, just don't look at it. It's hard. Or you look at it for a second and just put it back. Let me just see who's calling me. Look, I didn't realize it's not important. Put it back and go about your date. Now, if you see them, that can be worse because you actually see them there in the vicinity, you know. So if the ex is just like, hey, and moves on, but if it's one of those, you know, I hate that person, then it might be bad because things could escalate.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely a don't on my list there. Don't talk about past relationship problems on your date. That's just, oh, man, women, that's the ultimate internal off right there. You know, I'm on a date with you. I don't want to hear about all your exes and all your exes' problems, your baby daddy, you know, the dude that's down the street that, you know, that's crazy. I don't want to hear that on the first date. That, you know, I'm trying to get to know you. I don't want to know every dude you were with beforehand. Leave that dude in the past. Let it go and focus on what's going on here. You know, that's the way it should be. You know, don't try to bring all that into the current relationship. Come on, man, that's not cool.
I kind of interesting to hear about the past. Some things in the past, like how your last relationship went, so I can have some things so I can gauge how it could go. So I can see if you're crazy or not. See if you're nagging or not. See if you're clingy or not. I want to see. You know, I just want to hear. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes if you don't, you know, like, things can creep up on you. We all seen the thin line between love and hate. You want to know is all I'm going to say. You want to know.
Yeah. I hear you in that point there. But it's all about, I say it's about the approach. Now, if I ask you, oh, you know, so just tell me a little bit about, you know, about your past. Don't go into a whole hour long, you know, talk show about your past relationship. That's where a lot of problems occur. You know, you get a person talking about their ex, then it's just going to go on to a whole another level that you probably don't even want to hear about. But actually, that might be a good sign saying, okay, let me get this check and drop this girl off now before I get myself into something that I don't want to get involved in. So, you know,
yep.
Do your homework before you go on a date. Don't be fooled by the physical facade, you know, before you go on the date. The next thing you know, you're going with Psycho Killer. You know, that's not a good thing. You know, the fatal attraction, you know, kill your dog, burn your rabbit type of thing. You don't want that. So,
yeah.
so make sure you do that work. Do that homework before you get it. So much easier now to do that because social media makes it easy. You can go on a person's Facebook right now, pull up, oh, okay, yeah, so I saw you on Facebook. You know, you don't even have to like them. Just kind of, you know, peek on the profile. You know, the dude might think that's snooping, that's fine, but that's homework before the first date. You know, so that's not a bad option to do.
And if you don't have their Facebook or whatever, that's all right, you know. It's okay. Sooner or later, the truth will come out, the crazy will come out and all that. You'll see. Sooner or later, we all will.
The truth will come out, but you don't want it to come out with, you know, with a knife, with a cape with a knife in it, you know, on your doorstep. So you got to make sure that...
In that case, you make sure you have a few things woodshed. Make sure you have a dog, some weapons, something, because some people can get crazy these days. No.
So that brings that comes down to, you know, when it comes down to where's the ideal person to ideal place to meet a person. that might come down to it. If you met this girl in the club, you know, everything's well. You know, 1 o'clock on a Friday, you know, early Saturday morning when you had a couple drinks, a lot of people look better and sound nice and have good personalities at 1 o'clock in the morning. So that might be a good don't start the first date, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I say don't really meet anybody in the club, but sometimes, I mean, it's either or. I wouldn't say never, because it's almost never, you know. You can meet people in the club, but don't take them home. I say don't take them home on the first date, on the first night. Get to know them a little bit. I say the best, like, even people say meet people in church. Not really. There are a lot of, excuse my language, pussy hounds in church. And a lot of women who are scandalous in church. So I wouldn't say do that. I'd say maybe at the mall. During your daily routine, even at the gym, is a good place, you know. Because I would say don't go looking for it. When it hits you. I will also say never date anybody at your job, but don't ever say never, because you might meet that person you're supposed to be with. So it's almost never, you know. It's just, you shouldn't, but if you do, that's okay. As long as you're grown up about it, it's fine.
Yeah, that's the big take there, because, you know, people have these visions and these themes about, okay, where, you know, I should meet the person here, I have to meet the person here by this time, you know, and things have to happen in a certain time frame. So my final thoughts for today is, you know, don't try to force the issue. Don't try to force love. Let it happen on its own. Let the relationship build on its own, and that's where the better love will be. So, you know, just, you know, take all these things that we're saying, the heart we have performed, but at the same time, this is a public service announcement for everybody out there. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and as always, we're sponsored by Tranquil Minds Massage and Wellness. And if you have any questions on massage, on healing, on energy, and you live in the district, Maryland, or Virginia, please inbox me, hit me up on Twitter at rsteve44, or you can go on to tqmind.massagetherapy.com. So we got a couple minutes left. Doug, is there anything else you want to say to the people?
I just want to say thank you for listening. Also, follow me on Twitter at DOFRESH, and also Instagram by that same name, DOFRESH. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. And also, I have my own show coming, my own YouTube show coming. It's called Abstract Love, the Double-Edged Sword, because love is a double-edged sword. It can heal and it can hurt. Just stay tuned. It's coming soon. You won't be disappointed.
So we're going to keep the chat lines open for a little bit longer. So if anybody wants to chime in, tune in on this, you know, definitely then let us know. We want to keep this open. We got the link on Facebook as well. So go ahead and tell us what the dating do's and don'ts are. And you can definitely let us know on Facebook. So we have a minute left. So I definitely appreciate everybody listening. Once again, as always, love talk. Thanks for just taking 30 minutes out of your day and listening to us. And I ask everybody, tune in to the Rise TV show on Sunday, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain. This topic here is Higher Learning, Lessons in Racism, talking about the educational system and the inordinate amount of African-American Latino students that are being suspended and expelled from the public school system. So we're going to dig into this here. We're going to get serious about it, talk about some topics, and we want to see what we can do to fix this. So as always, once again, thank you for listening to Love Talk, and until next time, we'll talk next week.